It's 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV for Tuesday, July 19th, 2022. I'm Derek Gilbert. Topic number 5 today, Biden in the Mideast. President Joe Biden began day 3 of his Mideast trip on Friday with an unprecedented visit. He became the first U.S. president to visit East Jerusalem, which is a signal to the Palestinian Authority that maybe East Jerusalem is on the table as a future capital for a Palestinian state. He visited Augusta Victoria Hospital, promised $100 million for health care in East Jerusalem. Then he met with President Mahmoud Abbas, Palestinian Authority president in Bethlehem, and advocated for a two-state solution to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict before heading south to Saudi Arabia. And on Saturday, Biden met with the Saudis, the de facto ruler Mohammed bin Salman, the crown prince, and differed with the Saudis on their account of discussions about the 2018 murder of Jamal Khashoggi. He's described in the media as a journalist. He was, in fact, an intelligence asset working for the government of Qatar. Doesn't make his murder right. It's just it's spun a little bit in the way it's presented here in our press. Anyway, answering reporters as he arrived back at the White House from his first Middle Eastern trip, President Biden said the Saudi foreign minister's account, that he did not hear Biden blame Mohammed bin Salman for the killing of Khashoggi was incorrect. He, in fact, accused the foreign minister of, lying. He basically said he was not personally responsible for it. I indicated I thought he was. Now, whether Biden actually said those words or not, they're a far cry from the tough talk that President Biden used to describe his relationship with the Saudis on the campaign trail, describing the Saudis as a pariah state for the Khashoggi murder. But what's really curious about this whole affair is that it appears that those words, as moderate as they were still too tough for his puppet masters at the White House, because they changed the official transcript. They changed the transcript of the press conference to read, quote, "I indicated that he probably was," end quote, instead of "I indicated I thought he was." They changed the official transcript, even though the video of the press conference is easily available on the internet. Now, it's unlikely that either version is correct. I don't think Joe Biden actually said anything to Mohammed bin Salman. He went to Saudi Arabia to beg for oil. President Biden wants to lower gasoline prices without authorizing additional drilling here in the United States or allowing the EPA to authorize new refineries to be built. Either of those courses of action would actually do something concrete to lower gasoline prices. No, he went hat in hand to the Saudis. He's not likely to go there and bring up a very touchy subject with Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman that would kneecap his mission right from the get-go. What is very informative, enlightening, is noting that the White House is comfortable openly posting information that anyone who cares to look can debunk. It is openly, it is plainly untrue. And this is not the first time they've done it. They did it last week with trying to cover up the president's gaffe with the teleprompter. Repeat the line. Those were instructions to him. That was not part of the script. But the official White House transcript says, "Let me repeat the line," to make it sound like Joe was just being really forceful instead of confused. It's like they're openly challenging us. Who are you going to believe, your lying eyes or the official transcript? Well, I saw what he said. The official transcript. Official transcript. No wonder nobody believes the media anymore. Topic number 4, the Texas power grid. Power grid in Texas is not doing okay. They've had issues now the last couple of the last couple of years, winter, summer, when the grid gets stressed, thanks to its transition away from reliable coal and nuclear to wind and solar, they're actually having to shut down crypto mining rigs because they use a lot of power to try to keep air conditioning going and lights on during this hot spell. Experts are worried, however, that even with that, the state's power plants will not be able to keep up with energy demands. On Friday, Bloomberg News reported that Texas plants are running flat out, skipping out on maintenance in order to keep the lights on. Temperatures are above 100 degrees. Here in the Ozarks, we're seeing the same thing for the next week or so. Basically, through the end of the month, it's projected we're going to be in triple digits for daily highs. And power plants in Texas are being stretched to their limits and not getting the service they need to remain safe, functional, and consistently on. One expert said, quote, things are going to break. We have an aging fleet that's being run harder than it's ever been run, end quote. The Electric Reliability Council of Texas, ERCOT, has asked residents there to conserve energy twice now in just the last 3 days. A local news outlet, KXAN, reported last week that people are listening. Demand on the grid suddenly dropped by as much energy needed to power about 100,000 homes. That's good, but again, it's not really what you'd expect from a first world nation. Topic number three, the sun. Possibly the cause of our problems. Solar flare expected to hit the Earth tomorrow or Thursday could cause magnetic storms and disruptions to the power grid. The potential for a solar storm comes after a recent eruption on the surface of the sun that caused a so-called canyon of fire to burst across the surface. This canyon of fire, something like 155,000 miles long and more than 15,000 miles deep, according to spaceweather.com. Current solar cycle, number 25, is averaging about 30% more sunspots per day than solar cycle 24 at the same time. Now, even though they're darker spots on the sun, they're putting out more energy. And, who knew? I mean, maybe the giant flaming ball of gas in the sky has a little something to do with temperatures here on Earth. Although, if you're watching corporate media, they are blaming this on human activity and just saying that this is why we need to move faster to all electric vehicles. Just as the World Economic Forum predicted, as soon as we got past COVID, we'd be back to climate change to scare us into demanding a global government. Topic number two, food banks. As inflation runs at a 40-year high, gasoline prices at a record high, families' budgets being stretched to the limit again. As we told you yesterday, microloans now being tapped to buy groceries. This is also showing up in lines at food banks. Long lines are back as Americans are turning to food banks to try to put bread on the table. Inflation in the U.S., again, a 40-year high. Gasoline prices been surging ever since April of 2020, since just after Joe Biden got into office and began taking steps to cut drilling and production here in the United States. Food banks, which had started to see some relief as people went back to work after the COVID crisis, they're now finding that things are catching up. Prices have exceeded what little growth in income we've seen, and food banks are struggling to meet demands as federal programs are providing less food, grocery store donations are dropping, and charitable gifts, money, thanks to inflation, not going as far. You might keep your eyes open just to be aware of whether families in your area, friends, family members, folks that you know at church, might need an extra hand. This is a time for the church to deploy and show the love of Christ. Coming up, Harry and Kate. That's next on 5 and 10.
Have erroneous Bible translations hijacked the women's empowerment movement started by Jesus Christ? Skywatch TV is proud to present The Handmaiden's Conspiracy Collection. When you order Reverend Donna Howell's groundbreaking book, The Handmaiden's Conspiracy, and Allie Henson and Reverend Donna Howell's book, Dark Covenant, from the Skywatch TV store, you'll also receive the Dark Covenant Companion DVD. Packed with mind-blowing information on the Western Church undergoing a dark transformation into a cult. In the amazing book, The Handmaiden's Conspiracy, Reverend Donna Howell uncovers the cultural and historic backdrop behind Paul's words in the New Testament that correct the record on some of the most misinterpreted scriptures in modern history in relation to women, their leadership role in the church, and helps you understand properly what Paul was responding to when the epistles were written. In The Handmaiden's Conspiracy, you you will follow the cultural and historic backdrop behind Paul's words in 1 Corinthians and 1 Timothy, the trouble verses in relation to the issue of women's leadership in the church. Discover what the original Greek nouns and adjectives meant in Paul's greeting orders, and meet the unsung heroines that Paul addressed as his co-workers in ministry, such as Phoebe, Priscilla, Junia, and several others. Reflect upon the women Jesus knew, both from Scripture as well as in person, and the groundbreaking permanent changes he made regarding their rights, their value, and their role in delivering his message to the world. Also included in this special offer, Allie Henson and Reverend Donna Howell's shocking written expose, Dark Covenant, which details how the masses are being groomed to embrace the unthinkable, while leaders of organized religion make a deal with the devil. In this jaw-dropping book, you will learn how the church is being groomed to embrace the unthinkable in preparation for the enforcement of the mark of the beast, how the true body of Christ is being slowly positioned to be considered a public enemy, with the Bible labeled as hate speech and possibly soon prohibited, how much of Western Christianity has actually become a cult, and what the true body of Christ can do to survive the modern assault on Christianity. But that's not all. In this must-have collection, you'll also receive the Dark Covenant Companion DVD. Join Reverend Donna Howell, Allie Henson, and the Skywatch TV investigative team for this original four-part series on DVD. This eye-opening expose is an essential teaching tool that is already sending shockwaves through the Western religious establishment and is certain to help ready the true remnant of God with the tools needed to navigate the coming days of persecution. Sold separately, these items hold a retail value of over $70. Yours now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. Find out what Jesus truly thought of women's roles in the church and become equipped with knowledge and power to push back the powers of deception. This collection is available only while supplies last, so don't delay. The Handmaiden's Conspiracy Collection, available now at SkywatchTVStore.com. Order now or call 1-844-750-4985.
Topic number one today, mismatched royals. Normally don't spend a lot of time on the royal family of England here, but this is just funny. A charity shop in the East End in London is being ridiculed online after somebody in the shop spotted an unusual commemorative royal mug. If you look closely, this is supposed to commemorate the first anniversary of William and Kate, but instead of Prince William, it's got Prince Harry on the left. Now, the mug was made in China, so maybe they're not quite as familiar with the members of the royal family in the UK, but it's not like that information is hard to come by. The person who took this picture posted it to Facebook and wrote, quote, "I spotted this monumental mistake in some random charity shop." A lot of people in the UK having fun with this now. One person joking, probably commissioned by Harry, who is the spare. You know, William is the heir, Harry is the spare. Whilst another, I have to learn the proper English form of that word. Another laughed, no wonder William and Harry don't get along anymore. One wonders, Meghan probably not finding this very amusing either. Skywatch Films is where you can get cutting-edge information on topics that are, well, really earth-changing, but not often discussed in church, like the UFO phenomenon, like trafficking children, not just for physical abuse, but for occult purposes. Yes, this is a thing, and Skywatch Films tackles topics like this, and you can get instant access to these documentaries at the website, skywatchfilms.com. Full HD for as little as $3. Watch these documentaries and, be informed. The prophet Hosea wrote more than 2,500 years ago, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Be informed. SkywatchFilms.com, SkywatchFilms.com. During the month of July, our thank you for your support, which really makes it possible for us to do what we do, especially the work at Whispering Ponies Ranch. They're in a stretch right now where campers and some of them receiving positive reinforcement for the first time. We're talking children in the foster care system who between the ages of 9 and 11 are still at an age where the course of their lives can be changed through the transformative love of Jesus Christ. The work of the counselors there and our staff at Whispering Ponies Ranch, your support makes it possible for us to do this without charging Royal Family Kids, our partner ministry, a single dime. That way they don't have to make the decision which child we have to leave home this week because we just can't afford to bring them. We'll take all that we can, and it's your support that makes that possible. And during the month of July, as we mark 75 years since the Roswell incident, our thank you gift for your support of any amount this month, if you're in the U.S. or Canada, is a copy of the book that Josh Peck and I co-wrote back in 2017, just before the this latest UFO tic-tac thing went viral, actually made the mainstream news. Our book, The Day the Earth Stands Still, documents the occult origins of the modern UFO movement. It's really a new religion. Again, you name the price. For your gift of any amount during the month of July, we'll send you a copy of our book. Find out more online, skywatchtv.com/donate, skywatchtvstore.com, or call us at 844-750-4985. Our tour of Israel, coming up in March, we hope you'll join us because we've got an itinerary that even archaeologists would find really interesting. But when you marry that to the supernatural war in which we're deployed, it is really, really eye-opening. This will transform the way you read the Bible. We'll be in Israel between March 19th and 30th of 2023. There's an optional three-day extension over to Jordan where we'll visit Mount Nebo and explain why that's so significant. You can actually see the site of ancient Sodom from there. We'll talk about the prophetic significance of the plains of Moab. And then Madaba. See the famous Madaba map, the red desert of Wadi Rum, and then Petra, which is not only historically significant, it is prophetically significant as well. We'll be teaching all along the way. Sharon and I, along with Allie Henson and Donna Howell from the Simply His program, and Messianic Rabbi Zev Porat, please join us or pray about doing it. You can find out more information at skywatchinisrael.com. We've got the itinerary posted there, breakdown of costs, and a place for you to reserve your spot. Again, skywatchinisrael.com. There are a number of women in the Bible who kind of get overlooked, the unsung heroes, if you will, of the Bible. Donna Howell talks about them, writes about them in her book, The Handmaiden's Conspiracy, but she discusses it with Joe Horn and the Skywatch investigative team on this week's broadcast program. You'll find our over-the-air schedule posted at skywatchtv.com/channels, but you set the schedule by adding Skywatch TV's app to Roku or Apple TV, and then whenever you click the remote, we will be there. All of our video content on your big screen. You can also get it by downloading our free mobile app to your smartphone or tablet and then casting the video using Apple's AirPlay or Google's Chromecast to your smart TV. The mobile app also gets you news updated three times a week and a calendar of our upcoming events. These apps work on iOS, Android, Amazon Kindle Fire phones, and tablets. It's absolutely free, and we've got links and instructions, links to the app stores directly at skywatchtv.com. You'll find the link for the mobile app in the top menu bar at the website. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV.